Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Okay, welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're unpacking some recent legislative updates.
That's right. We're looking at an officer's guide to procedural updates from the 88th legislature.
And our goal is really to break down these changes in a way that's clear, especially if, you know, this is new information for you, an instructional approach, sort of.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to note what the source says. This wasn't about huge systemic overhauls like, say, broad bail reform.
Right. Not the big headline stuff, necessarily. Mm-hmm. But the guide points out these specific procedural tweaks are still really significant. They impact things on the ground.
Definitely. They shape daily interactions, how the system actually functions day to day, efficiency, public interaction. That seems to be the focus here.
So yeah, let's get into it. We'll cover new alerts, some changes for handling minor offenses, and rules for traffic stops, right?
Let's do it. It's interesting how these are quite targeted changes, like fine-tuning specific parts of the machine, not rebuilding it entirely.
Good analogy. Tuning up the plumbing and wiring, maybe? So first up, the guide mentions the Athena alert.
Yes, the Athena alert. According to the guide, this is specifically for certain missing children cases. Very specific criteria outlined in the law.
So not just any missing child case.
No, it seems to be a dedicated tool for those particularly urgent situations that meet the legislative definition, a rapid response trigger.
Okay, got it. A focus tool. Now let's shift to something that probably affects more interactions. Mandatory cite and release. The guide highlights this.
That's a big one. House Bill 410, HB 410, it makes cite and release mandatory statewide, but only for eligible fine-only misdemeanors.
Mandatory, that feels like a shift. So what does cite and release actually mean for you if you encounter law enforcement?
Well, simply put, for these specific low-level offenses, the ones punishable only by a fine, think minor stuff, instead of being arrested and taken into custody.
You just get a ticket.
Essentially, yes. A citation with a court date. You're cited and then released. And the guide says this is mandatory starting March 1st, 2024.
March 1st, 2024. So no arrest, just a summons to court for those specific offenses. The source mentions enhancing efficiency as a goal. How does making it mandatory help that?
The guide suggests it creates a standard practice everywhere. No more variation between different places on this. It aims to cut down on brief detentions for minor things.
Frees up officer time, maybe. Yeah. Resources.
Exactly. Frees up resources for more serious issues and kind of streamlines that initial contact.
Yeah.
Pushes it straight to the court appearance step.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, moving on from offense handling to roadside interactions, the guide covers updates for traffic stops, specifically about ID.
Right. Senate Bill 1551, SB 1551, this law clarifies what forms of identification are considered acceptable when a driver is stopped.
Why is that clarification needed? Seems straightforward, but maybe not.
Well, the guide implies that having really clear, specific rules reduces any, you know, ambiguity or potential confusion during a stop.
Ah, okay. So it smooths out the interaction, makes it more predictable for everyone involved.
That seems to be the idea. Clearer standards, fewer misunderstandings.
Makes sense. Clarity helps.
Okay, and the last key point the guide touches on sounds pretty forward-looking. A centralized online portal for crime lab info.
Yeah, this sounds like another efficiency measure. Putting crime lab data into one accessible online spot.
And the benefit there.
The source suggests it's about making that critical forensic information easier to access and share between, you know, prosecutors, defense, labs, speeding up the background processes.
So pulling it all together, these updates mentioned in the guide, the Athena alert, the mandatory cite and release under HB 410 by March 1st, 2024, those clearer driver ID rules in SB 2051, and this crime lab portal.
They all seem designed, based on the source, to enhance how the system works, mm-hmm. either making it more efficient internally or improving those direct interactions with the public.
Right. You can see how cite and release and the ID rules directly affect, you know, your potential interactions. Exactly. While the Athena alert and the crime lab portal are more about improving the system's gears behind the scenes, but that can still mean faster responses or case movement, which helps the public indirectly.
So to quickly recap the key takeaways from this officer's guide, there's the new Athena alert for specific missing child cases. Then the mandatory statewide cite and release for those eligible fine-only misdemeanors under HB 410, effective March 1st, 2024. Also, clearer driver ID requirements during stops via SB 151, and finally, the move towards a central online portal for crime lab data.
Mm-hmm. And looking at all this, it leads to an interesting thought for you, the listener, to consider. How can these kinds of, well, seemingly technical procedural updates, the ones that don't make huge headlines like major reform, how can they subtly but significantly change the way the legal system actually operates on a daily basis and how you might interact with it? What other quiet, focused updates might be having similar effects that we don't often talk about?